Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler's here. Ken has been a great member of our brain trust now for over 7 years. He's the CEO of SpiderWorks. He is the author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule. I know we've launched at least one of those books. I think maybe both of them. And he's one of the smartest guys we know, and we're glad he's back. And he also is joining us, by the way. He's one of our Canadian friends, one of our Canadian neighbors. He's our good friend, Ken. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back today.
It's good to have you back, Ken. So you've aggregated some research on family businesses. And I was telling the audience before you got here that clearly there is a category of businesses that are truly family businesses. I have one. My wife and I both work in our business. I work for her. But the truth is, one could make the case that all small businesses are family businesses because, as you well know, Ken, there's a family behind every business owner, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, for all the entrepreneurs listening out there, you know, they all know and their partners, their kids all know that it affects you. The decisions, your moods, the vacations you take, decisions you make. Absolutely.
You mean the working vacations when you're trying to get the business started? You mean that vacation?
Well, yeah.
Or the short one because you don't have enough money for a long one. You mean that vacation?
or when you get your business up and going and you ask somebody else to drive, you can now tether to your computer.
There you go. That's exactly right. So now that we got that out, now that we got that reality out of the way, we'll focus on the research you have, which is about real family businesses, where more than one person in the family shows up and hopes to take a paycheck. I always like to qualify it. You hope to take a paycheck, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. And it's amazing. I mean, over 50% of private GDP, private sector GDP, is actually controlled, as they say, by family businesses, or one or more are in it. And that actually includes some public companies that have, say, a 30-35% shareholder from the family. If you think of, you know, the Lauders of the world, et cetera. So a lot of family-controlled businesses out there, and a lot of massive ones, if you think of M&M's or SC Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Private companies.
Yep. Even though they're not small businesses, they're still family businesses. And you're right. When you and I think of most small businesses, you typically think of the founders, the couple who founded the company, and they have kids working in it, or maybe an in-law or cousins or whatever, uncles working in the business. But as you say, many of them, I know a number of second, third generation businesses where the kids are running it, and the founders are gone, and they're still operating it, and they're not necessarily the giants either. I know many true small businesses that are like that.
Well, absolutely, and I think, you know, it reminds me of when I started my first business, and it was with my first wife, so we'll call it a family business at the time. And the one thing my father, my late father, told me was, if you want to know how your business is doing, go and stand by the back door and talk to your shipper receiver.
Yeah.
You know, and it was pretty sage advice. I didn't really understand it in my 20s as well as I do now, but
he was describing MBWA, right? Management by walking around.
Yeah, absolutely. And specifically, though, he was saying, if you want to know if your orders are going out correctly and on time, you know, at the back door. if you want to know what your returns are and why, was it a damage? Is there a default? Was somebody unhappy? You know by the back door.
Right.
And that was an amazing lesson, and it's something really core to family business because it starts and ends with a value system. And the value system that he was teaching me there was, if you don't do great work, if you don't love what you're making and make an exceptional product that your customers and their families and kids will love, you're not lasting very long.
That's right.
So you better be all over it.
And the reciprocal thought of that, Ken, is if you're only in it for the money, you know, you're probably not going to be very happy. I mean, of course, you want to be financially successful, and hopefully you will be one day. But if when you start a small business, family business or not, if your goal is only money, you're going to spend a lot of time unhappy and probably aren't going to make it. If you're not in love with the idea of doing whatever you're doing, serving whoever you're serving, and executing on your values – and being happy with that, even if the money isn't there today, you're not going to be happy, are you?
Well, you're not. And it's funny because you're describing the transition for me from my first to second business where I was successful, quite honestly, in my first business. But commodity manufacturing wasn't for me. It wasn't in keeping mm-hmm. with my values and passion. And I sold it to my partner who was absolutely in love with the business. And it continued and became part of a larger business.
Yeah.
So, yes, values and passion, again, are critical for entrepreneurs and for families.
And one of the things that you learned, we got about a minute. I want to get one of these in before we go to the next break, and we'll talk more about it in the next segment. Give us a good example, a good operating example, a good fundamental example of what you learned about how family businesses are stronger than non-family businesses.
Well, I think, again, it's values and passion. I think when people meet and we joke about talking over the dinner table, they care so deeply about what happened that day. It's not just to come home and keep working and working. You've got to love what you're doing, and you've got to love your customer, as you say, the age of the customer.
Yeah.
You've got to take that away from families because how they work, because they love their business. They love their customer, and they will set up an operation system that just hits home runs.
That's right. And of course, we have to be honest about this, folks. And Ken and I both have seen it. When a family business is working, is clicking, nothing is more beautiful. But when family stuff rears its head as it can, it's not always that beautiful. And we've all seen that. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we'll be right back with Ken Tinser. We're going to talk some more about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.